It is the Joe and Alex show, and Liv, our web girl, has been for the past 10 years, it sounds like, stealing something from her cousin's ex-roommate's aunt. Did I get that right?
Not even, a little bit close, but no.
What is the connection again?
It's my cousin's ex-boyfriend's college roommate's aunt.
Jeez, that is so messed up.
Wow.
We're wondering at 317-239-1009 and Joe and Alex show on Twitter and Instagram and Radio Now 100.9 on our Facebook page. What do you steal from other people? Or maybe you're just calling it borrowing. Liv the Web Girl, what are people saying they got?
Nick said, I have been using my twin brother's account on Netflix since it came out, and I told him I use my father-in-law's, LOL.
You are sneaky. Let's talk to Brittany on line number three. Brittany, what are you taking?
I steal toilet paper.
From where?
I steal it from the university. Like, if we go out to dinner, like, we'll stick it in our purses. Like, we have seven roommates, so we have to do it. Like, we are broke college kids.
I was going to say, you have to be in college.
Okay, now, yes. What kind of toilet paper does the university use?
It's literally those huge rolls. Like, if you want to steal, you have to, like, take your book bag in there and then just take it off of the thing. Like, they are ginormous.
That's the worst toilet paper in the world, though. That's not even good.
It's thin.
I know, but it's worth it beats buying it.
Good Lord, let's get a GoFundMe for this poor chick.
Let me tell you, you guys know this. I love Jimmy John's, the number 9 Italian club with hot peppers minus the tomato. When I was younger, starting out radio, and I was full-time, but I made nothing. I was, like, just broke. I used to always go to Jimmy John's, get a sub, and I would grab a thick handful of napkins, and if I was low on toilet paper, and it wasn't my problem, I was renting an apartment, I would just use that for toilet paper.
Oh, well, listen to what Liv did yesterday.
It gets worse?
Oh, yeah. So she wanted to go to Panera Bread for lunch.
Oh, Panera's great.
I love Panera because she is so broke that she needed, they have like a dollar back program. I don't know. Somehow she was going to get a dollar back if she got lunch there. So we go there and she gets her dollar back. But then on the electronic like card swiper, it says like, do you want to tip your Panera Bread person?
Yeah.
And so she felt so bad because the person's standing there right in front of you when that happens. So she wrote, yes. A dollar. So the whole point that she was like begging me for us to go to lunch at Panera Bread yesterday was to get her dollar back and because she needed it. And then she tipped the person her dollar. You guys, I am so broke, but I am so like scared of confrontation and like uncomfortable situations that overweighs.
We got to get you on Craigslist and set some ads up or something to get you an additional revenue stream.
Liv was telling me yesterday that she's got a friend who goes on Craigslist and looks for people wanting pictures of feet and hair. Like, that's literally nudes.
If Liv wants to make some money, she'll make more money than all of us combined.
I vote.
Is selling your underwear online.
Yeah. Oh, that's a huge moneymaker. Just wear your underwear for like 4 days straight and sell. You get like thousands of dollars.
I'm thinking about doing it and just saying I'm a woman, but they wouldn't know. It might smell a little different.
Gross. So I think that we should have Liv do that on the air. Go through Craigslist, find some things, and like while we're on the air, send some photos of her feet and hair and see how much money she can make.
All right. Well, now we know what we're doing tomorrow on the Joe and Alex
show. Is that
show.
Prostitution?